Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The general election for 2018 has finally arrived. Many will be heading to the polls tomorrow or have already voted by mail. This election is being promoted as one of the most important and most watched midterm elections in many years. By the polling and hype, it appears as though voter turnout will be extremely high, which is a very good thing due to the important issues to be decided and offices to be filled. Normally, turnout for midterm elections is very low, with very little interest in the issues or candidates seeking office. It is disheartening to see issues of vital interest being decided on by 15, 20, or 25% of the electorate, which is common. But this midterm is different, and the anticipation is that a record number of voters will go to the polls and cast their vote. There could be many reasons for the large turnout. The Democrats will say it is because of President Trump and that their vote is a referendum against his policies and direction the country is going. Republicans also agree that their enthusiasm in the midterms is also because of President Trump and their support of his policies and direction the country is going. So you see, there's much motivating people to go out and vote, but it's hard to believe that a person occupying the White House has become the single most important motivator in this election cycle. I believe people should be more motivated to go to the polls due to issues that have control over their day-to-day lives, such as higher taxes, expensive bond measures, local elected offices, and new regulations that require voter approval. The local issues can greatly influence our lives, much more than who occupies the White House. Granted, national politics do influence state and local policies, but they do not rule the outcome of the voters' will. By voting, we the people have an opportunity to dictate the outcome of those issues that influence our daily lives. I've also heard the word civility thrown around lately due to the shenanigans by both the Democrats and the Republicans. Visions of politicians being confronted in restaurants and other political figures calling for such confrontations to continue by challenging persons a right to go out to have dinner with their significant other. It has become rather threatening, and I hope someone doesn't take it too far. It is fine to disagree, but we do need to respect the rights of others. If you notice, those in the Senate and the Congress address their colleagues respectively when in session, always referring to each other with dignity and not with disdain. This is because they realize that they work together, and by treating each other with respect, they're able to avoid violent confrontations. This does not mean that they do not have huge disagreements. Rather, it is a way to temper each other's response. It works well, and I notice that each representative is diligent in their adherence to this simple ideal. So get out and vote, and let's hope that we can return to a more united front in the next 2 years. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.